Chapter 12. Making Syrup. Early the next morning, Jonah, Goldie, and I sit at her rickety kitchen table with Prince at our feet. Goldie serves us each a piece of banana bread. "Did you bake this?" I ask, impressed. It looks and tastes exactly like the banana bread Rumpelstiltskin gave us. "Sure," she says, her face turning red. She looks away. "I definitely baked it." OMG, did you steal this banana bread from Rumpelstiltskin's house? I ask. "I didn't steal it," she says. "I borrowed it."
"How did you borrow it?" Jonah asks while chewing. "Are we giving it back after we eat it?"
Goldie laughs. "No, that's disgusting." "I saw you take a few extra pieces," I say. "I didn't realize you were taking them home." "He was okay with me taking the pieces, so it wasn't stealing," Goldie explains. "Just because I didn't eat them right then doesn't change the fact that he knew what I was taking." "Fair point," I admit. "Thank you for getting us breakfast." She nods. "No problem." Jonah licks the crumbs off his fingers.
"Yeah, thanks, Goldie."
"Woof," Prince adds. Jonah hops off his chair. "Let's go make maple syrup." I can't help but feel a little worried. Are we really going to be able to make maple syrup? And what if the bears don't even want it? Then we still have no straw, and then no gold for Goldie, and then Goldie's dad can't be rescued.
Argh. "Here's what we do," Jonah is telling Goldie. "We have to tap into the tree bark, and then the sap comes out of the tap and pours into a bucket."
"What do you tap into the tree with?" I ask. Jonah shrugs.
"Something like a little faucet, I think."
Goldie's face brightens. "A spigot? My dad used them when he built sinks for his carpentry business."
"Yeah, a spigot,"
Jonah responds. "We can look in my dad's tool supplies," Goldie says, "in the shed out back. I sold just about everything, but there are some odds and ends left." We go outside and make our way toward the small brown shed in Goldie's yard. The weather is a little warmer than yesterday, and sunny. Goldie's backyard is tiny, but it does have plenty of trees. Prince runs around, sniffing at the ground and barking happily. He waits for us as we go inside the shed. There are only a few small dented tools piled on the floor. We spot a bucket right away, and Jonah picks it up. It's rusty on the outside, but large. "Perfect," I say. "Now we need the spigot." Goldie and Jonah sort through a pile of tools, and finally Goldie holds up something small and metal.
"I think this is it," she cries.
One end has a spike that could go into the tree trunk, and the other end has a tube where the tree sap could spill right into the bucket.
"Yes, that looks like what they used on the field trip," Jonah says. "Let's try it."
We hurry back out into Goldie's backyard, and Goldie leads us over to the two maple trees. I pick up the metal tap and try to stick it into one of the trees.
"It won't go in."
"Let me try," Jonah says.
He attempts to stab it in.
"The tree is too hard."
"Are any trees soft?" I wonder.
"I think we need a hammer," Goldie says, "but I sold off all my dad's crumbs."
I look down, worried that this is a dead end for us. Then I notice Prince pawing at some rocks on the ground.
"Rocks!
Can we use this?" I ask, picking up one of the biggest ones. Goldie bangs the rock against the tree, and it works! She's able to stick in the spigot. "But I think it's upside down," I say. "The faucet part should be pointing toward the ground, so the sap goes into the bucket, maybe?" Goldie twists the spigot, and now it's the way it's supposed to be, I think.
"Now we put the bucket underneath and wait," Jonah says.
"Okay," Goldie says, hanging up the bucket. La la la.
I peer into the bucket. Empty. "Guess it'll be a while longer," I say.
We wait. And wait.
Look! Goldie exclaims, pointing at the tap. We all look. A white, watery substance is pouring into the bucket.
Just a little, but still.
Is that maple syrup? Goldie asks.
It's sap, I explain. But I forget the steps you have to take to turn the sap into syrup. Why am I so bad with recipes?
Next, we take the bucket of sap and pour it into a pot, Jonah says. Then we cook it.
And then it becomes maple syrup? Goldie asks.
Yep, I say.
I remember now, too. He's right.
Goldie walks over to the bucket and sniffs it.
Smells a little sweet.
Good, I say. Sour maple syrup would be gross. We wait some more and peer in the bucket again. It's about a quarter filled up. We hang out in Goldie's yard, playing catch with Prince. Goldie runs over to check the bucket every 5 minutes. A watched pot never boils, I tell her. She frowns. Of course it does. That makes no sense. Why wouldn't a watched pot boil? Unless your eyes have cooling powers? It's just an expression, I say. My Nana likes to use it, but point taken. Goldie continues to check it every 5 minutes until finally she yells, "The bucket is full!" And it is. We carry the bucket into Goldie's kitchen. There's a big pot on the stove. Goldie pours the sap into the pot and then turns on the burner.
"We're not allowed to use the stove at home without asking our parents," Jonah says.
"My dad lets me use the stove," Goldie says. "I'm in charge of the cooking, actually," she adds proudly. She looks at the pot.
"So, how do you know when it's done?"
"I think it'll be ready when the sap turns dark brown and gets thicker," Jonah says.
"Are you sure?" I ask. "Because this needs to be perfect. Too much is at stake."
"I hope so," Jonah says.
We wait. A watched pot never boils, so we sit at the kitchen table. The syrup cooks pretty fast, and the kitchen fills with steam. I open the window to air it out. Then I go over to the stove.
The syrup is ready, I think. For all that sap, there is only a small amount of syrup in the pot, but it's all we've got.
I turn off the burner and let the syrup cool for a minute. My heart speeds up as I dip in a spoon and give it a taste.
OMG. It's pretty good, I exclaim.
Really? Goldie dips a spoon in and tries it. Her green eyes widen.
Wow, not bad.
It is good, Jonah says, tasting from his own spoon.
But is it just right? I ask. It needs to be just right. Not too sweet, not too tart.
I don't care if it's just right, Goldie says. I don't even know what just right is supposed to taste like. Honestly, in this case, good enough is fine with me.
Fair point. Sometimes good enough is good enough. I wonder if the cupcakes I made were good enough, too. Was I being too hard on myself? No. What was I going to sell? Chunks of cake? I shake my head.
I pour the syrup into 4 small empty bottles I find on the counter. We only need 3 bottles, but if something happens to one of them, I want an extra. Plus, I could always take the bottle back with me and sell maple syrup at the bake sale.
Goldie tucks the 4 bottles into a sturdy bag. Time to go back to the Bears.